May is National Osteoporosis Month. To raise awareness of this devastating disease, we have Dr. Andrea Singer, the clinical director of the National Osteoporosis Foundation, to give some tips to improve bone health and preventing osteoporosis. I guess, Dr. Singer, the first thing is, what exactly is osteoporosis?
54 million Americans either have osteoporosis or are at risk for osteoporosis and fractures. Osteoporosis is a disease that's defined by low bone mineral density, which causes weakened bones and an increased likelihood of having a broken bone or a fracture.
Is this something that occurs over time, or is it something that sort of happens overnight?
Well, osteoporosis is often referred to as a silent epidemic, meaning that the disease can exist, but most people don't realize they have it until they break a bone. So it is something that often progresses over time and with increasing age. There are also a number of other risk factors that can contribute, including family history or genetics, especially history of a hip fracture in mother or father, low body weight, which often means that people have smaller or less dense bones, being a smoker or excessive alcohol intake can be a risk, as can not getting enough calcium or vitamin D and being inactive. And perhaps most importantly, having had a previous osteoporotic fracture doubles the risk for having a future fracture.
Would the future fracture mean in a similar place or somewhere else in your body?
It can be anywhere in the body.
Okay.
So a fracture anywhere increases the risk for another fracture at any location.
Is it reversible, or do you just sort of maintain whatever your bone structure is at that time?
Well, while we can't cure osteoporosis, there are many things that we can do to slow the progression, to improve bone density sometimes, and most importantly, to reduce the risk for fracture.
So let's talk about some of those. You mentioned low body weight is sort of a sign that they might have your bones might not be. But if you're overweight, that doesn't help your bones either, right?
Well, being overweight isn't necessarily protective. It's just that smaller women in particular, but women or men, often tend to have lower peak bone densities and smaller bones. We certainly don't want to advise people to become overweight or obese, because that won't necessarily protect them.
Right. How does exercise benefit our bone health, if it does?
Weight-bearing, muscle-strengthening exercise is very important. To some degree, exercise stimulates bone remodeling. It also helps keep our bones and muscles strong. It helps with balance, and it helps to reduce the risk for falls. So exercise is important on many fronts.
Do people need to have their bone density checked, or is it there's a point where maybe it's a good idea? What's the thought on that?
Getting a bone density test or a DEXA scan can be very important, because it can give us valuable information about bone mineral density, about whether or not one has osteoporosis, and it can also help us assess risk for fracture. The National Osteoporosis Foundation recommends that women over 65 and men over 70 have a bone density test just based on age. Younger postmenopausal women and younger men between age 50 and 69 may also be candidates for bone density testing, depending on whether or not they have risk factors for osteoporosis.
And when they do a testing like this, what's involved in getting a bone density test?
So a bone density test or DEXA scan is really a very simple, non-invasive, painless test. Person lays on a table, usually lies still, takes no more than about 15 minutes. And as I mentioned, the test can give us a lot of valuable information. No needles involved, so nothing to worry about.
Does it seem to be throughout your body then if you have osteoporosis, or does it affect certain bones more than others?
Osteoporosis is a systemic disease, so it can affect any bone in the body. When we measure bone density with a DEXA scan, we generally look at the spine, the hips, and sometimes the wrist, but it can be present in other places as well.
So what do you recommend then once somebody gets this scan and they seem to have low bone density? What's the next step for them?
Talking to one's healthcare provider is really the next step. We take into account not only bone density, but clinical risk factors, and put all of that information together to decide if someone is at high risk for having a fracture and whether or not they need to be treated. there are measures from a prevention standpoint, as well as treatment, that really are applicable for almost everyone. Lifestyle measures like a healthy, balanced diet, adequate calcium and vitamin D, the exercise that we've already mentioned, reducing the risk for falls. And for people who are at increased risk for fracture, a treatment program may also include a prescription medication to reduce the risk for broken bones.
Once you've been diagnosed with something like this and you're going through some of the treatments, do you then get a scan later to determine how things have progressed, or what's the procedure at that point?
Bone density scans are often used both to follow progression of disease if someone is not being treated, and to follow benefits of treatment and efficacy or effectiveness if one is being treated. How frequently we get the bone density scan varies a little bit depending on the person, the status of their bone density, and what kind of treatment plan they are on.
And prior to getting a bone density scan, I guess you say the only reason, the way you would know, is if you ended up having a fracture or some broken bone, right? There's no way to just sort of tell or feel that you have light bones, I guess.
There may not be a way to feel it, but I think that we can have suspicion. If we think about risk factors and assess our own risk factors and talk to our healthcare providers about that, we can certainly at least raise the issue, and also think about getting tested so that we can detect it before we have the event that we're trying to prevent.
Right, because I would assume if you have low bone density, your healing process of your bones is probably different as well.
There can be many variations and many things that change, and so we really want to encourage people to be proactive about their bone health and talk to their healthcare providers about a bone health action plan that's right for them.
Is there a place people can go to get more information just to be prepared when they go talk to their physician?
For more information, people can go to boneawareness.com.
Our guest today has been Dr. Singer, who's here talking about osteoporosis. Appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.